You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working the board. Matt Rothschild co-hosting today. He's formerly from the Progressive Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a civic media contributor and a friend of ours. Matt, thank you for joining me, man.
It's a great day to be with you.
It is a good day. Not only did the Brewers win yesterday
and today
in extra innings, and so one of our texters reminded us the Bucks won last night as well, but Judge Susan Crawford will soon be Justice Susan Crawford after she laid a shellacking onto the BS, who apparently didn't want the job anyway, and Elon Musk thought he was going to lose. You know, it's amazing all these things that are said after the fact, Matt. But we did find a piece here, which is very entertaining, over at theurbanmilwaukee.com. Murphy's Law. Bruce Murphy, fine journalist over there, 19 winners and losers in historic elections. Beyond the names on the ballot, who else won and lost in yesterday's election? I think Matt, you and I have to kind of bounce around on here. I'll start first, and then we'll do the back and forth. As Murphy writes, if ever there was an election with some of the biggest winners and losers were not on the ballot, this was it. At times, it seemed that the Wisconsin Supreme Court election was all about one loudmouth with a $25 million megaphone who didn't live in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, writes Bruce Murphy. He heads the list. I'll start, Matt, then you go. Loser, Elon Musk. Wow, did he lose big.
No joke.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whoo.
Might be chump change or car seat coinage to him, but it was $20 to $25 million.
Oh, don't worry, Matt.
The money's one thing. But the emotional damage of being rejected
priceless.
So hard.
Priceless. Ooh. Oh, you know, if Wisconsin voters screwed Elon Musk anymore, he'd owe us child support.
Oh, ba-doo, boom. He's here all week.
Yeah. Don't forget to tip the help. Can you hear us in the back? Elon Musk. Wow, did he lose big. Liberal George Soros, as always, quietly donated $2 million, this time to the Democratic Party. Musk spent 12 times more than this on the election, in addition to offering cash rewards to quote-unquote petition signers that he clearly wanted to vote for conservative Supreme Court candidate BS. Musk wore a cheesehead hat. He probably regrets that the most. he wore a cheesehead hat, held rallies in Wisconsin, and made the election about him, and was soundly defeated. Bruce Murphy writes, Musk had talked about doing the same thing in other state elections. Democrats will love it if he does. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump, who doesn't like losers, might start separating himself a bit from Elon and Musk's company, Tesla, which is fighting to change a state law barring manufacturers from opening dealerships, might get a chilly reception from the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yeah, that was Bruce Murphy at Urban Milwaukee, and he continues, by the way, I do think Trump is already starting to distance himself from Elon Musk. Rumor is, at least on some of the D.C. media, that it looks like Elon's not going to be around that much longer. So a speedy departure for him, I hope.
No.
Another loser, according to Bruce Murphy, Donald Trump himself. He will blame the loss on Musk. Seems to be doing that already. But in fact, he did endorse Schimmel, Bruce Murphy writes, and the Republicans ran ads warning voters that liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford will stymie Trump's agenda. How did that work for you guys? So Bruce Murphy concludes, her victory was a loss for Trump. Very sweet.
A winner. More winners here. Women justices. Have you noticed that almost every time the liberals win in Wisconsin Supreme Court election, the winner is a woman? The two who didn't, Lisa Neubauer in 2019 and Joanne Kloppenberg in 2011, both lost by a tiny 0.5% margin. And Kloppenberg against incumbent David Prosser. The four liberal justices who held the majority in Wisconsin, including retiring Ann Walsh Bradley, were all standing behind Crawford as she gave her victory speech and were all hugging each other. Odds are Democrats are already looking for a woman candidate to run against conservative Rebecca Bradley next year. Oh, Rebecca Bradley. We have some sound. Of
we do.
We do. Uh-huh. Okay. This is the bad Bradley, not the good retiring Bradley. This is, I believe, from BS's event last night.
Correct.
And this is, and I'm going to tell you, Matt, I don't know if this is going to be a healthy work environment.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying she's going to choke somebody, but she's certainly very critical here. Justice, you know how Republicans do it, man. Justice Rebecca Bradley. Man, she's leveling some legal allegations here,
indeed,
right? Let's hear the bad Bradley.
I'm really personally and professionally disappointed that Judge Schimmel lost to Judge Crawford. I think it's going to result in terrible consequences for the state of Wisconsin and for the state of the judiciary. My four colleagues have politicized our court in a terrible manner. They make political decisions all the time. They rule 100% for the Democratic Party in every case that's presented to them. We had an opportunity to return the court to what it should be, which is deciding cases under the law. And unfortunately, we're simply going to see more politicization of the judiciary. I also think the way Judge Crawford ran her race was disgusting.
Disgusting!
She slandered a good man, Judge Schimmel. We saw this last time against Justice Kelly. It's really sickening. And I hope next time the people will see through the lies that are that misportray good people in these ads. It's a terrible thing.
It's just terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, if you accuse someone of slander and they didn't slander, isn't that slander in and of itself? I don't know, Justice Bradley. Matt, what's your reaction to all of that?
Well, it's really kind of pathetic, isn't it? But, you know, both sides were throwing mud, no doubt about that. I got to, you know, get the Windex out for our screens. They're so full of mud from both sides, all those nasty ads. But Rebecca Bradley, you know, she was one of the most, the biggest person to politicize the court I've seen in a long time here. I mean, to talk about politicizing the court, that's what she does in every one of her decisions practically. And she, you talked about the atmosphere on the court, Dom. I mean, she makes it a hostile work environment even for Hagedorn.
Right. The conservative Hagedorn. Justice Rebecca Bradley, disgusting. She's just disgusting. I mean, and maybe, but you know what? As you mentioned, man, both sides are doing it, man. You know what I mean? So, yes, these are terrible ads, and it's not slander. I'm just saying. And regarding to the last guy, Kelly, you know, who lost, well, you can't have two L's. Can't spell Kelly without two L's. Of course, he lost twice. Why did Schimmel lose? Let's hear the wisdom of the bad Bradley.
Sure. I'm just going to put a disclaimer on this. This audio, this was recorded at the event, and it just gets steadily louder in the background. I did what I could.
All right. Let's hear it. What we can. If it sucks, we'll turn it off.
Why do you think Schimmel lost at the end of the day?
He's Schimmel.
I think that we saw a ridiculous amount of money come in to this election, and I always defend the right of anybody to participate in speaking in elections, and of course that takes money to do it.
But no, it doesn't.
See $100 million plus being spent on one state Supreme Court race, that is telling you that the Democratic Party is buying another justice, just like they did with Justice Protasiewicz. It needs to stop. Otherwise, there is no point in having a court. This is what the legislature is supposed to do, to make political decisions based on policy. That is not what a court's supposed to do. And unfortunately, we're going to see this happening for at least the next several years.
Happening for at least the next several years. Well, maybe next year, because that woman, Justice Rebecca Bradley, will be on the ballot. Now, here's an opportunity, Justice Bradley. You don't like the $100 million being spent? Why don't you team up with some of your Democratic colleagues and maybe push forth some legislation? I know you're on the court, but you have influence in your Republican circles to, I don't know, get money out of politics. There's an idea, because you know what's going to happen next time, Matt? It's going to be $150 million against, well, at least totality in the next cycle.
I mean, that segment was kind of delicious because Rebecca Bradley was one of the people who signed on to a decision in 2015 by the Wisconsin Supreme Court that let super rich people give unlimited amounts of money to nonprofit groups that don't do the electioneering, don't tell you vote for or vote against, but essentially do by just saying call such and such at this number, right. 608, whatever, and tell them to stop being such a scoundrel. She was the one who said that's okay.
That's totally fine.
On top of that, she said candidates can coordinate with those groups. So, you know, she's one to talk about money and politics.
Well, she's right. And based on her rulings and based on her actions and certainly of her party as well, this is success. This is what they wanted. And now they're lamenting, oh, the money. Well, do something about it. We're here. The Dems are down. Independents are down. Man, people are down getting the money out. You don't like it? Do something about it. I do have one more cut from Bradley, the bad Bradley.
And, I mean, yeah.
Let's see. How will it be to work with Crawford? Let's just play it.
All right.
How are you feeling about working with Susan Crawford
Choker.
On the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
I'm not looking forward to working with her because I think she's, as they have accused us of, and it's simply not true, she is bought and paid for it by the Democratic Party. I challenge her to rule one time against the Democrats. I haven't seen that yet from any of my liberal colleagues. But having said that, I will work with her like I've worked with all of my other colleagues and get the work done.
I'm just saying, don't accept the coffee from Rebecca Bradley, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there'll be flowers coming from Rebecca Bradley or a homemade pie on Susan Crawford's desk from Rebecca Bradley. At least get a taster for that pie.
I mean, come on.
Come on, the justices have never ruled against Democratic interests. Never?
I mean,
Justice Bradley?
Literally this week, Attorney General Josh Call was rejected unanimously in his efforts to stop Elon Musk from doing these very close to illegal money giveaways. Man, they actually pulled down the video of one of the ladies accepting the $1 million check.
Yeah,
because she said she got voting.
That she got paid for voting,
and they pulled that down. Oops. My bad. So yeah, there was a case just this week that. Everybody, the Republicans, the conservatives, and the liberals turned down Josh Call. So there you go. There's one. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Got Matt Rothschild joining me today. Got Just PS on the board. A few more, perhaps winners and losers from yesterday's Supreme Court race. Folks, you are all winners. You're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. We'll wrap up a few more here and we'll take your calls, 855-752-4842. Also, we have a little bit of sound, not all of it. Senator Cory Booker, I said we should play all of it, but just said no. We'll do a show in like next month. But we're going to play a little bit of Cory Booker standing up. We need some performance from our Democrats. I think that was a fine job. Let's see what else we can do. Getting some good trouble, folks. 855-752-4842. Not to put too fine a bonnet, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bonnet on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's
and welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're still doing victory laps, man. I got like miles on me now. Justice Rebecca, I'm sorry. Let me say that.
It's reset, Tom.
Reset. All right. We listen to the Justice Bad Rebecca Bradley, the Bad Bradley. But now Susan Crawford will be a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We're kind of running down the urban Milwaukee list of winners and losers. Let me throw one in here, Matt, then you could take the next one. Winner Shirley Abramson, the late liberal lion of Wisconsin's high court, never lost an election, was a role model for every one of the justices on the stage last night. She would be proud of what they have accomplished. Right on, Bruce Murphy over at Urban Milwaukee. Who's the next loser, Matt?
Well, before I get to that, I just thought that was a really classy nod by Bruce Murphy to bring back the memory of the great Chief Justice Shirley Abramson. And speaking of a classy nod, Susan Crawford herself gave a sweet and touching kind of goodbye to the good Bradley, to Ann Walsh Bradley, who was up there on the stage with the other liberal justices. Ann Walsh Bradley has been a tremendous justice. It was very good friends with Chief Justice Shirley Abramson. So that was really sweet. More losers? Scott Walker. It's always nice to see.
Yeah.
And that should be his first name anyway. It's very nice to see loser next to Scott Walker's name. According to Bruce Murphy, the former Republican governor of Wisconsin has been in his Richard Nixon mode for 6 years now, plotting his comeback. This election was his latest attempt. Walker claimed the credit for recruiting Musk to get involved in this election. Musk should send him a thank you note for that. And got coverage from the New York Times for this. Crawford should send Scooter a bouquet of roses.
Lou Zaher, Scott Walker, also Keith Gilks. Walker was nice enough to share the credit for his master plan with a Republican consultant who worked on Walker's past campaign. According to Bruce Murphy, he thinks Gilks won't be putting his Musky strategy on his resume. Yeah, bring Musk around. It'll be great.
He helps.
If you listen to Senator Ron Johnson, I mean,
it's a net positive.
Schimmel would have lost by more if it weren't for Elon Musk.
Other losers, according to Bruce Murphy. Nice to see this couple, Richard and Elizabeth Eline, Dick and Liz, the uber conservative Elines who live in Illinois but run a Wisconsin-based company, the Uline Company, and have a summer home way up north. Spent nearly $8 million, second only to Musk in Wisconsin history, to elect Schimmel. Richard has complained in the past about being advised to back losers. Well, Dick, you've done it again. You know, I'm so sick of the right talking about Soros when Musk and the Elines, you know, had 4 times to 10 times as much as what George Soros put in here.
Yeah, it is. Bruce also goes on, loser, the super wealthy, continuing on this theme. In many ways, the Supreme Court election was a rejection of the richest 1%, both in Wisconsin and Washington, as Crawford put in her victory speech. As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world for justice in Wisconsin.
Here's another loser, which is sweet to see. School choice. says Bruce Murphy, if there was ever a race for state superintendent of public instruction that a school choice supporter should have won, it was this one. Incumbent Jill Underly was not backed by the state teachers union nor by Governor Tony Evers, a former superintendent himself. But Underly ran a surprisingly strong campaign, probably helped by the turnout of liberals in the high court race, and defeated voucher supporter Brittany Kinzer, and that was a sweet victory, too.
And perhaps one of the issues that will come before this liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court will be these issues of vouchers, this unfunded mandate of our using our tax dollars to subsidize religious indoctrination of our children. But hell, you know, those woke folk, we got to stop them. Loser, according to Bruce Murphy, the Republican Party, wah, wah, wah. It was Brad Schimmel who pushed to nationalize the Supreme Court race, and state GOP leaders got on board that train, turning this into a referendum on Trump at a time when the president was decimating federal services and laying off middle-class workers. Bad timing.
Yeah, and you know, they doubled down on it at the very end. That's all he was talking about at the end was Trump. He put on his, you know, Trump, you know, hat or whatever, and, you know, had got a formal endorsement from Trump. Musk was here up in Green Bay and just blew up in their face.
Yeah, I mean, literally, Schimmel is like, I will be, you know, Trump's guy on the Supreme Court. He needs a support network. I mean, it's very clear on that. And if these were, and we talked a little bit about Senator Ron Johnson, how he thought we couldn't do any more messaging. And yeah, you did the messaging. And you said over and over again, oh, this liberal gets on, you know, they're gonna thwart the president's agenda. Well, if that's what you believe, then maybe, I'm just, you know, throwing this out there, maybe the people don't want what your president, what the president, what that agenda is. Maybe people are rejecting that, but you'd have to believe your own nonsense if that were to be the case. There's a winner of the Democratic Party, Matt. You got this one?
I got a winner for fair maps.
Okay.
Let me go with that one
first. All right,
first.
Go ahead.
Republicans are scared that courts, the liberal majority will rule in favor of new maps for the state's 8 congressional districts, which are still badly gerrymandered. If the court does that, it will strike a blow for democracy, according to Bruce Murphy, and a blow against Republican overreach. So, you know, fair maps are really important.
Yes.
And finally, we're getting some fair maps in the state legislature, and we may get them for congressional districts, too.
Yeah, I mean, we should, right? I mean, come on. This should be something everybody wants. Of course, the right will turn this into, well, they're gerrymandering on the other side. According to the right, if you get fair maps, that's a lefty, woke gerrymander. If you get a level playing field. I'll throw this last one out there. Again, you can find this on theurbanmilwaukee.com.
And in our show notes.
And in the show notes. Winner, the Democratic Party, the state's party leader, Ben Wickler, came up with a People Against Musk campaign to counter the massive spending of Musk. Republicans doubted it would work, as campaigns against wealthy backers never get any traction, but this one did. Quote, in a moment of national darkness, Wisconsin voters lit a candle. Let the lesson of Wisconsin's election ring out across the country.
Yeah, Ben did a great job. And yeah, sound bites are terrific. His organizing strategy is terrific. We should feel lucky to have him still here in Wisconsin.
Yep. The DNC's loss is our gain. Folks, absolutely. Thank you for listening. We're going to move on to some other topics and your calls. We'll take your calls. And also, don't forget, tell us something good. Our last segment of the day, end the day with a smile. But we're going to get to your calls next. 855-752-4842. 855-75-SIVIC. Come back with us. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Rothschild joining me today. Just PS is on the board. Going to get to your calls and your texts right now, 855-75-CIVIC. Richard from Waukesha, you will be up next. Welcome, Richard. What do you got for us?
Well, I'd like to thank you and Civic Radio for all the hard work and everything. This is a big step forward.
All right, and, on. Thank you, man.
This gal that's talking about how she thinks this is so terrible there, I think she's got to look at love from both sides now. We got to work as a nation, country, not as just one side. So.
Well, I think, Richard.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. You're very welcome. I appreciate you listening, man. Thanks for contributing your thoughts. I think Matt, he's got a point. You know, when there is opportunity in this divided country, we should certainly take it. And money in politics, man, I'm telling you, is one of those things.
Time is ripe, too, because there's not a person in Wisconsin who wasn't disgusted by the ads from both sides.
Yeah.
And they were indistinguishable. I mean, you couldn't tell,
right.
If you had the volume off, you couldn't tell, you know, is this anti-Schimmel or is this anti-Crawford? Because, you know, it's the same message. So that was disgraceful, actually, on both sides. And the amount of money is just obscene. There's just no other way around it. And we can't have our elections just being contests between super, super rich billionaires. That's just no way to have a democracy function. So there are a lot of people in Wisconsin working on it. There's Wisconsin United to Amend. There's Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. There's League of Women Voters. There's Common Cause. There's a State Senator Chris Larson, who every session of the legislature introduces a great bill to reform our campaign finance law. And now's the time to move on it.
Let's do it, folks. Get a hold of your legislator, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Neil from Glendale, you will be next. Welcome, Neil. What do you got for us?
Well, good news. After yesterday, our home is still dry. And and my heart is happy. but yesterday was a splash of cold water to the face that disheartened Democrats and supporters needed. Doing doors in Milwaukee's North Shore in the cold and the wind last weekend, I feel full redemption and relief. And I'm so happy that Jill Underly wins. At least someone with a teacher's license has that job. which
right.
should be a minimum requirement.
One would think.
License, Neil. Hey, thanks for doing that. And you know, you got to, and for the folks like Neil that go out there and do that. And I've gotten the calls and seen the folks out there. I've talked to a lot of motivated folks out there trying to get people to vote. And it's not, you know, it's one thing for us to talk about on the radio. Other people going out there literally in the cold, door to door.
In the rain.
In the rain and the snow and the spring, quote unquote, here in Wisconsin.
Sprinter.
It takes a lot of effort. It does. And I just want to let you know, folks know that we appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, I want to second that. You know, folks in Jefferson County led by Steve Bauer have been doing a lot of that work door to door. Angela Lang from Block and her team does a ton of that in Milwaukee. It's just great work that everybody's been doing. Paid off
this time. Engagement, folks, you can take a little break, take a breath, but, you know, fine. If you hear these names and listen to the shows and you know, get involved, do what you can. Every little bit helps. And it makes you, you know, it gives you a little skin in the game. And, yes, it takes effort. It takes time. Not a lot of effort, not a lot of time. You can get involved to whatever degree your schedule or your mind will allow you. But when we don't, if we don't, then we got billionaires coming in here. They will fill the gap left by those that do not participate. So very proud of the state of Wisconsin last night, man. Well done. 855-752-4842. CJ, our pal CJ, you are up next. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Dom. And Matt, good to talk
hey,
to
CJ.
You too, sir. You know, you speak of money. 15% came from out of state for Schimmel. 77% came for Crawford.
Nope.
So,
all right. Now, Jess is disagreeing with your statistic there, CJ. So hang on, Jess. Tell us what the real facts are.
77% of Crawford's donations may have come from out of state, but over 2/3 of the money that she raised came from inside of the state.
So numerically, the number of donations from out of state, 77%, but the actual dollars themselves.
In state.
All right, CJ, there you go.
Well, you know, I think we could find some different facts, but here's
No, that's not all facts. I think he's talking alternative facts. Okay, CJ, hang on one second. And none of you here, and I'll give you one other shot. I want your comments. I really want you to tell us what your impressions are, what your takeaway is from this shellacking BS took yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. What do you read into this election, if anything, CJ?
Well, the big winner is we now require a constitutional requirement of a photo ID because the invasion over the last 4 years.
Okay, but that's not okay. So that passed. But how do you explain that passing and also then Susan Crawford winning?
Well, you know, Susan Crawford won. I think certainly rode the coattails of Musk because the press didn't mention George Soros and didn't mention Governor Pritzker, the amount of money that came from
CJ, that's not true because we talked about it all the time. You bring it up every time you call. And the amount of money those folks donated wasn't to the degree of the one guy that Elon Musk has, man. Let me ask you this. Do you think any single person should be able to put $25 million into a state's Supreme Court election? Do you think that's okay?
Well, I don't like it.
Excellent. Then let's do something about it. Thanks for calling, CJ. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you brought up names from the past, Keith Gilkes and Scott Walker.
Yep.
Of course, Keith Gilkes was illegally campaigning with Scott Walker back in 2010 when Scott Walker was county executive and running this campaign.
Oh, is that the secret router guy? The guy that put in the router in the
No, he was his lawyer, the guy who sent a letter to Cynthia Archer about not letting the information get out on the problems at the O'Donnell Street garage that collapsed and killed Jared Kellner.
Terrible.
I mean, that's still, these guys, these bad pennies just never go away. for Rebecca Bradley to be out there ragging about Judge Crawford coming in, I mean, she's just a nasty person. She's been a nasty person since she was in college.
I mean, she was very Trumpian of you, Mark, nasty woman. She did have some very, nasty anti-LGBTQ comments and whatnot in the college days, Mark. That's certainly true. And if someone knows about, shilling for a political party, I think, Rebecca Bradley would know something about that, man. And she's up for election next year.
And she's also been particularly ugly and mean toward Hagedorn himself. When Hagedorn would side with the liberals on cases, she would just read him the riot act. So that's not very collegial.
You think?
I mean, on Keith Gilkes, I just, Mark, I don't think he was ever convicted of doing something. So it was alleged that he was doing something improper. So let's just keep the record clear there.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There was a John Doe investigation opened against Walker at the time, though, right? I mean, that was...
Right, and actually that 2015 decision that Rebecca Bradley signed on to, that was giving Walker a get-out-of-jail-free card and said that coordination with those outside groups was okay and that they could, spend as much money as possible with a little memo because Scott Walker asked or whatever they wrote.
Scott Walker asked, right. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cam from Appleton, you are up. Welcome, Cam. What do you got today?
I have found a great new background hobby. And no, it is weird, but it is legitimate. I'm being serious. how people listen to audiobooks? There is a gentleman by the name of Dan Henschel that makes like 45-minute long videos, which seem to be out every day, that are just a marathon of gaslighting. And I don't know why it's so great to listen to it, because it's just, the story's fake, but it's like a good hurt.
I don't know, man. It's almost like too close to reality, because I hear gaslighting coming out of this administration all the
constantly.
Time.
I don't want more of that. But you do you, Cam.
Yeah, man, you do you. We love you for you. 855-752-4842. Jack from the Mac, you're next. Welcome, Jack. Well, what do you got for us?
I think Schimmel pretty much defeated himself. He said, without any apologies, yep, I've been bought. I am going to do exactly what Trump and Musk tell me to do. And not only that, but I'm going to ask him for more billions. And he did, and he admitted it. And I think that was probably a fairly large deciding factor in at least the independent voters' mind.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. The demeanor, and they're very specific. I mean, we heard the recordings, Matt, over and over again. I got my knee pads out for Menards, and I got to go beg for money, and all those kinds of things. I mean, it was so money focused, man. It was just so much money. It was so obscene.
And he was so crass about it too. I mean, that's who he won on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I mean, come on.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We've been teasing the sound about mm-hmm. Cory Booker. Do we have a little time to throw
we
that in?
We do have a little bit of time. Let's do some Booker.
Cory Booker spoke for what, 25 hours? I mean,
crazy. Yeah. Wasn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I can't stay awake for 25 hours. And he was up mm-hmm. there, like, articulating and making a point and getting
right.
through notes and engaging for 25 hours.
And some of it was off the cuff, extemporizing. He did a tremendous job, really.
Yeah, let's hear
absolutely incredible.
A little bit of flavor of that, please.
Sure, let's start at the beginning.
So tonight, I rise with the intention of getting in some good trouble.
Yes.
I rise with the intention of disrupting the normal business of the United States Senate for as long as I am physically able. I rise tonight because I believe sincerely that our country is in crisis. In just 71 days, the President of the United States has inflicted so much harm on Americans' safety. These are not normal times in America.
No,
and they should not be treated as such. I can't allow this body to continue without doing something different, speaking out. The threats to American people and American democracy are grave and urgent, and we all must do more. We all must do more against them. But those 10 words, if it is to be, it is up to me, because I believe generations from now will look back at this moment and have a single question. Where were you?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you when our country was in crisis and when American people were asking for help? Help me. Help me. Did we speak up?
Did we speak up? Mm-hmm. Senator Cory Booker spoke up, and he spoke up for 25 hours. We fast forwarded, and then we have some closing remarks, but we don't have time to squeeze it into the segment. But for my value, Matt, the difference between Cory Booker's efforts and the senator from New York who signed and got along and did the continuing resolution. The leader, the minority leader Schumer, thank you, the minority leader Chuck Schumer in the Senate. I mean, two totally different ways to look at the crisis that we have in this country. And I like Cory Booker's way better.
Totally. I thought Cory Booker, you know, did everybody a huge favor in this country who believes in our democracy and despises the direction that Trump and Musk are taking this country. Finally, we had an elected official stand up to the moment. And as he put it, it's a moral moment. It's not a left, right, Democrat, Republican. It's a moral moment. And it was a very powerful performance. Thank you, Cory Booker.
Now, we do have his closing remarks. We'll play that next because that is something good. And we have some poems. We have lots to talk about in our final segment. So join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. More Booker and you on the other side.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello tomorrow, and goodbye to yesterday. We've been waiting for this moment, and we still don't know what to say. We may never find the answers or know the reason why. Why we both did.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 855-752-4842. We'll get your questions, your comments, but you got to start out by telling us something good. I got Matt Rothschild here. We got Jess P.S. on the board. Uncle Tony texting. Something good from what I heard. Cory Booker broke Strom Thurmond's record for length of speech on the Senate floor.
Sure did.
To have a black man beat an old racist like Thurmond and for a much better cause was something very good. Uncle Tony, you're absolutely right. Strom Thurmond rose to what? Against the Civil Rights Act.
Right.
We want to discriminate. We don't want those kids in our pools. I mean, wow, dude, you're really, you got to be passionate to speak for 24, 25 hours. And I think Booker's motivation was much better than Thurmond, certainly. Let's hear the concluding statement from Senator Cory Booker right now, please, Jess.
The power of the people is greater than the people in power. It is time to heed the words of the man I began this whole thing with, John Lewis. I beg folks to take his example of his early days where he made himself determined to show his love for his country at a time the country didn't love him. To love this country so much, to be such a patriot that he endured beatings savagely on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, at lunch counters, on freedom rides. He said he had to do something. He would not normalize a moment like this. He would not just go along with business as usual. He wouldn't know how to solve it. But there's one thing that he would do that I hope we all can do that I think I did a little bit of tonight. He said for us to go out and cause some good trouble, necessary trouble, to redeem the soul of our nation. I want you to redeem the dream. Let's be bold in America, not to mean and degrade Americans, not divide us against each other. Let's be bolder in America with a vision that inspires, with hope, that starts with the people of the United States of America. That's how this country started. We, the people. Let's get back to the ideals that others are threatening. Let's get back to our founding documents, that those imperfect geniuses had some very special words at the end of the Declaration of Independence. It was one of the greatest in all of humanity, declarations of interdependence. When our founder said we must mutually pledge to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We need that now from all Americans. This is a moral moment. It's not left or right, it's right or wrong. Let's get in good trouble. My friend, Madam President, I yield the floor.
Senator Cory Booker, the first and last statements, certainly appreciate. Thank you, Jess, for playing that for us today. Matt, by my understanding, we got some, as we wrap up, something good, some poetry. I know you love the poetry, man. What do we got?
I do. So this is a poem by a poet I like, Naomi Shihab Nye. She's a leading Palestinian-American poet. And this is a poem I hadn't read before. I was looking for a poem about friendship because I love you two guys. And it's a beautiful poem about the stranger, welcoming the stranger, and a poem about friendship.
Red brocade. The Arabs used to say, when a stranger appears at your door, feed him for 3 days before asking who he is, where he's come from, where he's headed. That way, he'll have strength enough to answer. Or by then, you'll be such good friends, you don't care. Let's go back to that. Rice, pine nuts. Here, take the red brocade pillow. My child will serve water to your horse. No, I was not busy when you came. I was not preparing to be busy. That's the armor everyone put on to pretend they had a purpose in the world. I refuse to be claimed. Your plate is waiting. We will snip fresh mint into your tea.
Lovely, man. That's great.
Naomi Shihab Nye, the Red Brocade. So if you like a poet, my recommendation is just go buy a book by that poet. And just enjoy their whole range of emotions in art. She's terrific. I'm glad I stumbled upon that yesterday and shared it with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Likewise. Love you too, man. Great sentiment. You know, after just feed them and hang out. Next thing you know, it won't matter. You know what I'm saying? That is a great sentiment. Thank you, Matt. Don from the MKE, tell us something good, buddy.
Well, Civic Media, something good. And I got a quick comment. On that election, I think people are getting sick and tired of Trump's name calling. I believe he called Susan Crawford a lunatic. There's no need for that. Anyhow, that's my comment for today.
Mm-hmm. Right on, Don. Appreciate it. Well, something good, aren't we? Civic Media's good. We appreciate that. Thank you, Don. My something good. I got a haircut today, man. Am I looking younger? No.
You look lovely.
Anything, Jez?
I promise to only lie to you about the time.
You totally lied to me about the time. I don't know if I believe the time right now. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you, Matt Rothschild. Sincerely, man, love you. Thank you for everything you do. I look forward to coming to Madison and getting some of that Thai food sometime real soon. Jess P.S. working the board, working hard, cutting up that sound, even stuff that I know you don't want to play, but you did it for me anyway. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And thank you to our fair audience for playing along, listening. We will be back on the radio tomorrow. Earl Ingram going to join me tomorrow. Now, stick around. Keep it locked. Pete Schwab of the Nightlight is coming up next. See you on the radio tomorrow. Have a good night. We'll be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.